Today, I would like to share with you one sutta taught by the Buddha to Mahakasapa, not in Lumbini, but in Sarasthi, because Buddha stayed in Sarasthi for so long. So there are many good sutta taught there. So this, there was a question asked by Mahakasapa. You all know Mahakasapa, right? Mahakasapa practiced 13 Lutengas asceticism. He never went to house karma. He only go for begging, and he sleep under the tree, never sleep in the house. So all 13, one meal a day, and the other asceticism practice. So when he came very old, Buddha, out of compassion for him, asked him to not to practice asceticism, because for old people to sleep under the tree is very it's a lot of hardship, very difficult. But Kasapa answered. His answer is so inspiring. I will never forget his answer. So when Buddha said, "No, you stop asceticism, you are old. You accept people's meal, dana, go people's house and take dana, you don't sleep under the tree, you don't go begging all the time, you are old already." Then Kasapa said, "I practice this asceticism not for my own benefit, because I'm Arahant already, I don't need any benefit, right? I practice this asceticism because when I pass away, the later generation, when they practice this ascetic, they encounter a lot of hardship. And if they can remember me, even though I'm so old, and yet I insist to practice asceticism, then they will have a lot of courage, energy, motivation to continue his Bodhidharma practice. So I practice for the sake of future monks." So his answer is very, very touching and very, very inspiring. So one day, Mahakasapa, he asked Buddha a very important question, and so far I never see any monk teach this topic. It's what a regret. He asked the Buddha, he said, "Why? Previously, there are fewer training rules for monks, but a lot of people become Arahant, attain final knowledge. But now, I guess, after maybe 20 years, Buddha gained enlightenment, or 25 years or 30 years later, so Mahakasapa asked, now, you imagine first another time. Previously, mean after Buddha gained enlightenment, there we have 60 Arahant, we have 100 Arahant led by Guru Kasapa, then after Mahamoggallana, Sariputta. So that is close to Buddha's enlightenment. So maybe after 20 years later, 30 years later, so I guess Mahakasapa asked this question is at least 30 years later, after Buddha's enlightenment. So he asked, why previously there are fewer training rules for monks, but many people become Arahant. Now, there are more training rules, but few become Arahant. Isn't that very important? We also want to know. Nowadays, have you met any Arahant? I don't mean there's no Arahant, but very few. And nowadays, how many training rules for people? 227, 237, and yet so difficult to get Arahant. So this question Mahakasapa posed to Buddha when Buddha was alive. So what do you think? What do you think?
Mind is too corrupted.
The mind is too corrupted. The human mind become more and more corrupted. Yes, this one question, one answer. Would I give two answers? Yes, correct. You said that because the quality of beings is deteriorating, the mind becomes more and more corrupted. Yes. Another reason? Another reason? Judy? Don't know. Anybody want to guess?
Modernization?
Modernization? No.
Lacking effort.
That's why the quality become, the human quality become deteriorating. It's connected with human quality. The second reason is because of disappearance of true Dhamma. Because the true teaching of the Buddha slowly disappear in the world. Therefore, we have to put a lot of training rules and yet not so many arahant. Why? Even they practice very hard, but there's no true teaching. There's no noble eightfold path. So no matter how hard you practice, like Buddha practice self-modification, it's very hard. But he still cannot gain enlightenment because at that time, there is no true teaching of the Buddha. There's no noble eightfold path. Okay? So there are two reasons why previously there are very few training rules and a lot of arahant. But now there are so many training rules, 2 to 7 for monks, and yet only few arahant. Two reasons. One is because the beings, the quality of beings are deteriorating. They become more corrupted, less effort. The pursue name and fame. Okay, all this quality become corrupted, therefore very few attain arahant. Another reason is because of disappearance of true teaching. Please remember these two reasons. Okay? Then Buddha asked, why the true teaching disappear? Why the true teaching of the Buddha disappear in the world? Gradually, but not now. Okay, now already disappear quite a lot already.
Why?
All this one need to think that.
Sensual flame.
No.
Lack of
sensual pleasure is always there.
Lack of good teachers?
No.
Is it the fifth?
Okay. The true preaching, I give you asking question to let you ask first, then when I give you answer, then you can remember. If I directly give you answer, then still you forget. This is the skill of my teaching. It's not easy to become a teacher, no? You need to teach something that your student can remember. Don't let ear go in, let right ear come out. That is much more easy to teach. I just blah, finish. Okay, so the true teaching of the Buddha disappeared in the world simply because a counterfeit of teaching arises in the world. The fake teaching, the artificial teaching, the false teaching, we call counterfeit teaching arises in the world that caused true teaching disappearing. Just like, Buddha gave an example, just like the real gold will not disappear in the world so long there's no counterfeit gold appear. But when the counterfeit gold, fake artificial gold appear in the world, then the real gold disappear because people cannot recognize. This is real one, this is artificial one, this is a real one, this is artificial. People already cannot see, cannot recognize. Therefore, the real gold will disappear. Because it's not valued, it's not respected, it's not emphasized anymore. Okay? Then, why the counterfeit Dhamma appear in the world? Why?
Human ego.
Yes, because of senseless beings. Because of fully beings. And the senseless beings simply change the teaching of the Buddha. I can give you an example here in India. They say that, okay, why the Buddhism has disappeared in the original land? It's very easy to see. Now you came here so for so many days already. We are not only seeing, we are also thinking, investigating, you know. So why? Why Buddha's teaching disappear in India? Because counterfeit Dharma arise in India. So why the counterfeit Dharma arise in India? Because of senseless being, because of fully being. They simply claim this is the teaching of the Buddha. They claim that Buddha is there. It's a reincarnation of their Krishna. This is completely against the true teaching of the Buddha. Who is the Buddha? And this is completely against the dependent origination. According to dependent origination, when this arises, that arises. When this ceases, that comes to cessation. Only cause and effect, right? So Buddha, why before Buddha passed into Parinibbana in Kusinara, Buddha go around again and again the cycle of rebirth. Why? Why? Why Buddha has to go around a cycle of rebirth endlessly? Why? There are causes, right? What are the causes?
Ignorance.
Yes, ignorance and craving. Because Buddha not yet find the builder of the house. As we study first day, right? Buddha say, I wonder the round of rebirth, but not finding the builder of the house. So after his enlightenment, he proclaimed that I found you, the builder of the house, which is craving. Craving and ignorant. So, because of craving and ignorant, Buddha, Bodhisattva, go round of samsara again and again. But when he cut off the craving and ignorant, which are the root cause of rebirth, can he come to birth again or not? No. If yes, then what Buddha preach, dependent origination, is false teaching. Right? Buddha say when this ceases, then come to cessation. So when ignorant and craving cease, then cessation of nama rupa, no more rebirth. So how can Buddha become the reincarnation of Krishna God? This one is a counterfeit teaching of the Buddha. So when this thing arises in India, the true teaching will disappear. Right? And then people, oh, this is a God. Then even the America, which I shared with you, the low caste who fight for the low caste, he also now, this is what Sanjay told me, people claim he is the reincarnation of Buddha again. So in this country, senseless beings simply change the teaching of the Buddha, therefore, the true teaching of the Buddha had to disappear. There's no way that this teaching will not disappear. So there are two teachings for the disappearance of the teaching of the Buddha, and that's Arahan, simply because there is a counterfeit teaching of the Buddha that arises in the world. And who make it? Senseless being, fully being. Those who work for their own benefit, those who want name and fame, who don't care the true teaching of the Buddha, who don't have compassion for the sentient being. They simply change the teaching of the Buddha, then make the true teaching of the Buddha disappear in India. Okay? So, then Buddha continued to say, if bhikkhu, bhikkhuni, lay women, laymen, devotees, who can fulfill five factors, the true teaching of the Buddha will not disappear in the world. What do you think are the five? Because you're also part of it. To make Buddha's teaching disappear or appear in the world. I'm also part of it. So we carry that responsibility. Therefore, we have to know what should we do so that the teaching of the Buddha will not disappear in the world. Because when it disappears, it's a loss for us. There's no escape from suffering. There's no way, no path for us to escape from the suffering anymore. Therefore, it's our responsibility to know. So what do you think? What should you do to preserve the true teaching of the Buddha?
Make effort
of what? Effort can be self-modification, you know. You practice the wrong effort. Like here, people also practice a lot. They put the naked, naked and go into the river in the winter. They have greater effort than us. But wrong practice. Okay, so first, all the monks, nuns, laymen, laymen, first, they must have respect towards the teacher. Of course, the teacher means Buddha. Buddha, if Buddha no more exists in the world, so you should have respect to your teacher who teach you the true Dharma. Not the false Dharma, okay? The true Dharma. What is the true Dharma? Four noble truths, noble eightfold path, dependent origination, all these are true Dharma. Okay? So first, this four group of people, if they have constant respect towards the teacher, that's why we come so far, to pay respect to the teacher. But just by paying respect to the teacher is not enough to preserve the teaching of the Buddha. Therefore, secondly, what should we do? This group of four must have respect or reverence towards the Dhamma. What is the Dhamma Buddha mentioned here? Yes. First, all noble truth. Noble eightfold path is included in four noble truths. Let us say again, what are the four noble truths? Number one, the truth of suffering. Because of the truth of suffering, many people came into Buddhism. Because Buddhism shows you the way to escape from the suffering. So, number one, the truth of suffering. What is the truth of suffering? Buddha say, in short, clinging to your mind and body. Clinging to your mind and body, thinking of mind and body, bring your happiness, is eternal, itself cannot be can be controlled. This is the truth of suffering. Apart from this, there's a birth, aging, cannot get what you want, the loss of your beloved one, and so on. All these are the part of the suffering. But the main suffering is the attachment to your mind and body and think they are happiness, they can be controlled, they are self, they are eternal self in reside inside the mind and body. This is the truth of suffering. Okay. Then the second noble truth, the origin of the truth of suffering. Now to us it's very easy. We all understand what is the origin of the truth of suffering. Craving. So to us it's so easy. But for Bodhisattva, he spent 4 asankhya and 100,000 kappa in order to find out the truth, the origin of suffering. Because he got to discover the truth himself. We just listen and we know, now everybody know, right? Even 1 minute you know. But Buddha spent 4 asankhya and 100,000 kappa just to find out the origin of the truth of suffering, which is craving. How many craving? How many type of craving we have? Learn my heart, learn my heart. Two types. Number one, attachment, craving towards sensual pleasures. Number two, craving to assistance. Craving to assistance means craving to eternal life. Dunwan Nibbana. What is Nibbana? Nibbana is cessation of nama rupa. Dunwan. I want to be alive always. All religions talk about eternal life. Now, Hindu, eternal life unified with the God, with the Brahmans. Christian, also eternal life. Islam, also eternal life. Because this is what people desire for. Buddhism, no. Cessation of nama rupa, which is very scary for many people. Right? So for Buddhism to become the top religion in the world is not possible. Because it against human craving. It against human desire, it against human nature. Then what is the third noble truth? Cessation of nama rupa. Cessation of nama rupa is a cessation of craving. Cessation of craving is the third noble truth. And the final one, the fourth noble truth, the path leading to the cessation of suffering. What is the path? Noble Eightfold Path. What are the noble Eightfold Path? Number one, right view, right intention, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort. Four type of effort, no? Then right mindfulness. Right mindfulness means contemplation of your body, contemplation of your feeling, contemplation of your mental state, and contemplation of Dhamma. It's called four foundation of mindfulness. All this under right mindfulness. And the right, last one, right concentration. First jhana, second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana. So as a Buddhist priest, remember, this path can lead you to the cessation of suffering. Okay? Noble Eightfold Path and the path leading to the cessation of suffering. Buddha said, so long the Noble Eightfold Path exists in this world, Sotapan, Sakadagami, Anagami, and Arahant can be found. So if you cannot find any Sotapan, Sakadagami, Anagami, and Arahant in India, it means what? What it means, if you cannot find. It means no one practices Noble Eightfold Path. Okay. So Buddha say, if all bhikkhu, bhikkhuni, lay woman, lay men respect the Dhamma. Respect the Dhamma doesn't mean that recite only. Respect the Dhamma means practicing the Dhamma according with the Dhamma. Then the true teaching of the Buddha will not disappear in the world. Okay? Then number third factor. If bhikkhuni and bhikkhu, lay person and lay man, respect the Sangha. Because Sangha preserves the teaching of the Buddha. Without Sangha, how can you understand this Four Noble Truth, right? Sangha spend their life practicing the Dhamma, study the text, sharing the Dhamma with all the laymen, lay person, so they are worthy of respect. Without Sangha, the teaching of Buddha cannot be preserved. Therefore, Sangha, if you respect the Sangha, what I mean the Sangha is those who follow what Buddha's teaching. Not only wearing the robes. Here we can see many people wearing the robes and asking donation from me. So as a monk, we cannot ask money from anyone. If any monk asks money from you, it's not the, they are not practicing according to Vinaya. Okay? Okay, this is the number three factor. Number four factor, if this four groups of people respect the trainings, what are the trainings? Number one, sila sikha, morality training. So if monk and nun, bhikkhu and bhikkhuni, respect their own Vinaya. They follow the Vinaya. They do not against the Vinaya. Then the true teaching will be continued. Similarly, if a lay person also observe the five precepts, sometimes eight precepts. Okay? So if lay person also observe, the precepts, then the true teaching of the Buddha also will continue. So three training. Number one is morality training. Second one, concentration training. Third one, wisdom training. So concentration training is also very important, although it's not a direct path towards enlightenment. Only wisdom is the direct path to enlightenment, but concentration makes the wisdom open up the wisdom. Okay? So concentration training and wisdom training. wisdom training is finally is to understand four noble truths. In the Dhamma Sakka Pavatana Sutta, Buddha said, it is because I understand the noble truth of suffering by three ways. Do you still remember? The noble truth of suffering must be understood. Thou had been understood by me, right? Then the noble truth of origin should be abandoned. Now had been abandoned by me. Then the third one, the cessation of suffering should be realized. Now had been realized by me. Then the last one, the path leading to the cessation of suffering should be developed. Now it has been developed by me. Therefore, I become enlightened. Therefore, I become Sammasambuddha. This is called training, wisdom training by understanding, penetrating the four noble truths. Okay? Then, so if this four group of people, these four people, respect the training, the training of morality, the training of concentration, and the training of wisdom, then the truth teaching of the Buddha will not disappear in the world. Okay. So the last one is, if this group of people respect Buddha say concentration, here may be referred to the Arupa Jhana. But however, in one of the sutta, Buddha mentioned even you have first jhana is enough to become enlightened. Right? So some of this concentration is already included in the concentration training. So we can summarize it into four. First, if this four group of people respect the Buddha or the teacher who taught you the true teaching of the Buddha. Second, respect the Dhamma. Respect the Dhamma means practicing accordance with the Dhamma, not only listening. Okay? Number three, respect the Sangha who preserve the teaching well, who practice well and preserve the teaching well, who teach well. Number four, respect the three training. Morality training, concentration training, wisdom training. If all these factors are fulfilled, the true teaching will last as long as possible. But if we do not fulfill these four factors, the true teaching will soon disappear in the world. So please remember this important sutta. There's also what is the counterfeit of the Dhamma? Counterfeit of the Dhamma, for example, in one of the, when I went to Taiwan, I went to one library and I took out one Mahayana book. If I'm not mistaken, Miao Hua Ling Hua Jing, something like that. So when I read inside, I think there's a one, don't know monk or what, ask Venerable Sariputta in the text, in the books. Ask Venerable Sariputta to abandon the arahantship and to aspire to become Buddha. Okay. Is it possible or not?
No.
So the moment I read this one, I immediately close the book and get out from the library and say, the true teaching will disappear soon. What is arahant? Arahant means that a person who has completely eliminated all defilement, craving, and ignorance. As the Paticca Samuppada say, when this cease, that come to cessation. So when ignorance and craving cease, then no birth can arise. No avijja paccaya sankhara sankhaya paccaya vijnana. So no more action. When there's no action, there's no birth, no rebirth consciousness. So Venerable Sariputta or those arahant already destroy or completely eliminated ignorance and craving. Just like you completely destroy the root of the tree, then you pray again, tree, grow again, please grow again. Possible? Not possible. So how can the Sutta tell, ask Sariputta to let go of the arahantship and aspire to Buddhahood? This is called counterfeit of the Dhamma. When the counterfeit of the Dhamma arises in the world, the true teaching of the Buddha will disappear. Therefore, I always ask you to use your investigation factor. Don't simply believe what the Sutta say. Also, don't simply believe what I say. Okay? Use your logical thinking, study your, use your wisdom, investigation, study more the Sutta. Only then you can assess who is telling right, who is telling wrong. If you don't have the basic, how you know whether this monk is telling correct or this Sutta is telling correct or not? You yourself need to have some qualification in order to assess others, right? Otherwise, you take out the then you believe what the, because it's a Sutta, no? Since it's a Sutta, it should be what Buddha said. Oh, then you believe that. If you believe that, then what Buddha preached, dependent origination, is the wrong teaching. It cannot be right already. Don't you see the conflict? So I point out this point when I was in Taiwan Mahayana Temple. Luckily, they don't kick me out. Luckily, yeah, the monk, the nun also very wise. Say, wow, sister, I never think about this. You bring out a good point. Oh, I said, thank you. You didn't kick me out. And also when I was in Singapore, you know, sometimes I forgot I was in Mahayana Temple. So the audience, because most of them are Theravadan, so they asked me, can we, when we make something wrong, we make Akusala Dhamma, something wrong, can we repent? Chinese call what? Chanhui, okay. Can we repent? We attend those chanting, chanting 1,000, 2,000, go in chanting and repent, then clear our bad karma. So one of the students asked me, and I forgot I'm in Mahayana temple. I also have to tell the truth. I rather tell the truth than you kick me out. I can go other places. I don't have to come back to this temple, right? I don't have to teach what is against my understanding. So I tell the truth. Then after that, the abbot, it's a lay person, the abbot come to me. And sister, next time, can you don't tell so straightforward? Ask me don't tell so straightforward, because the temple is based on this, this riches. Yes, this riches. So if they don't come, no income for the temple. But after that, they invited me again and again for so many years. Even during pandemic, also want me to go. This is the truth. This is the power of the truth. Right? Tell the truth. You don't care what other thing of you. You don't care to be kicked out by other people. You just tell the truth. Then the truth pervades the world. So I went to 2 Mahayana temple. I tell the truth. Nobody kicked me out. So don't afraid of losing, you know, respect from other people. So long you tell the truth, the Deva also will protect you. The truth succumb number one. Okay? That's all for today's teaching.